Well, don't you feel good? You see how well endorsed this area is, okay? Finally, I'd like to call on Louis-Philippe Azamendi. Here he is, great. He is on the board of directors of a university that actually bears Norbert Wiener's name. So it's called the University of Norbert Wiener, and it's in Peru, and so we'll call on you to make a few remarks.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, fortunately, I'm getting older and hopefully wiser, so I need not to wear glasses now, after all my life wearing glasses. Dear Dr. Stecker, Dr. Winston, Dr. Adamson, Dr. Krajinovich, dear keynote speakers, Dr. Pickering, Dr. Bateson, dear participants in this 2014 conference on Norbert Wiener in the 21st century. It is a great honor for me and the institution I represent to be today at this conference. The Universidad Norbert Wiener is still a quite young university, created in 1996 by initiative of its founder, Dr. Alcibiades Horna, who is with us today, with his wife, Flor, his son, Enrique, and his daughter, Flor, is now an educational institution with near 8,000 students in Peru. It's a metropolitan university located in downtown Lima, and is inspired in the legacy of Professor Norbert Wiener, as you all know. It is interesting to mention how Dr. Horna took the name of Norbert Wiener for the university he was establishing then. 40 years ago, Dr. Horna, a medical doctor in Peru, created Instituto Superior Tecnológico Carrión, a similar institution to what in the United States is a technical or vocational college, basically in order to educate and train young Peruvians in health and medicine-related vocational careers due to the shortage of well-qualified personnel that may help medical doctors in a very difficult environment as Peru 40 or 50 years ago. With that experience, he discovered the revolution that computerized medical equipment was creating in medical treatment and diagnosis. He was wondering, who was the individual that started all this? After years attending many conferences, he found the name and the works of Norbert Wiener. And after that, after realizing the importance of Norbert Wiener for health and technology together, he committed himself in order to establish a university on behalf of this important person. So, and that's the reason why he decided to use that name and to follow the path of the legacy of Norbert Wiener. Today, the university offers, through its schools, offer majors such as nursing, obstetrics, dental medicine, psychology, human nutrition, medical technology, pharmacy and biochemistry, industrial engineering, computer systems and cybernetic engineering, management, and law. It's a university that is very affordable. It's the average tuition is no more than $2,000 a year, with more than 25% of people with a scholarship, full scholarship in the university. And this is still a young university, but it's open to all of you, and we wish to establish any kind of relationship you want to establish with us, right, in order to collaborate and to cooperate and to continue with the legacy of Norbert Wiener. Thanks a lot.